Joey and Anthony from MILF Manor Season 2, Evan and I are so excited to be talking with you guys, especially because we just watched the first episode. We're obsessed with it. But before we dive into that, did either of you think you would ever be in a place called MILF Manor together?
No.
Absolutely not. We weren't expecting that.
0%.
Right? We thought we were going on different dating shows. That's what happened. We thought I was going on a dating show for my age group, and he thought he was going on one for his.
Yeah, we kind of got reached out to at the same time, you know, regarding different dating shows that TLC had to offer. So we're kind of blindsided by the whole thing.
And when we got there, they kind of kept us in a little seclusion. Yeah. So we had no phones. We couldn't. So, yeah, it was a big surprise when we seen each other. Yeah.
So at the end of episode one, MILF Manor turns into DILF Dynasty. What was going through your mind, Joey, when you saw your dad walk in, and did you immediately think, oh my god, like I'm gonna have to compete romantically with my own father? Like, what was going through your mind?
You know what, it was more so like it gave me an extra boost of confidence. My dad's like my best friend and we go out together all the time, so like it was almost like a relief in some way, you know. I never in my mind did it cross we were going to compete for a woman. Like, that's just not what we do. So
we're like buddies.
Yeah.
We actually go out, we hang out together in real life.
I love that. When you guys go out, do you have ever like a similar type? Because that's the thing, because there's five women in this house. All of them are gorgeous. But would you guys ever be out of town and be like, oh, she's cute, or she's my, you know what I mean? Like, has that ever happened before?
I don't know about look-wise, but we both like strong women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, women independent women who know what they want.
Yeah.
Yes. But like when it comes to looks.
Yeah.
Nah. We're too good with communication to like let that slip. Aww. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once your dad enters MILF Manor, you're like, oh my god, this is great. My buddy is here. How did you manage dating within the same pool of women? Like, you did you end up kind of like competing for the same woman, even though that's not what you normally do? It's hard now when there's like 12 guys, half of them are sons, half of them are dads, and then there's only like six MILFs to choose from.
Well, the first thing he did was, Dad, I need to talk to you. All right, I kissed this girl, I bit this girl's butt, this girl was making out with me, this girl, I put oil all over her. I was like, Joe, did you leave anything for me? Like, what's going on?
You know, it was almost like, it was more like a wingman, if anything. It wasn't like a competition. It was like, he'd go gas me up to a girl I was interested in, I'd do the same for him. So it was like that kind of thing.
We had fun.
Now, because you had a great first day and night in the house, were there any of the ladies that you had interest in that you were kind of like seeing their eyes shifting to pop over here, that you were like,
I mean, first of all, like, I mean, who can blame them if they did? Like, I get everything I got from this guy. So,
come on, thanks.
You know, it's kind of hard to be like jealous of that. If anything, I admire it, you know. But like, I'm a mini him. So
he's got so much swagger. Like, he just walks in the room and people just light up to him. He's got that magnet part, you know, natural.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not just talking about how handsome he is, but just women are drawn to him. I don't know, even men. I mean, he's just a sharp guy.
Well, I mean, we do see that on the season premiere, Joey. You were kind of a hot commodity among several of the women right from the jump, but you ultimately kind of were feeling Christina. We ended up biting her butt in the hot tub, which apparently is like your love language. We'll get into that in a little bit, but I just want to know why Christina caught your eye immediately. And was this, I do want to know, was this like your first experience entering MILF territory? You said that you'll go up to 65. I'm wondering if you have prior to MILF Manor.
You know, have I gotten serious with a mom before? No. Have I found moms attractive before? Yes. Why did I choose Christina? Probably because she took the initiative to, you know, come and invite me into the hot tub, and she knew what she wanted. Like I said, it follows along those lines of a confident woman. So probably that be the main reason why it was Christina whose butt I bit first.
Well, you bit her butt, but you got to know all the other ladies. Now with your dad entering the house, from the first, because we don't want to give too much away, from the first episodes we saw, who do you feel your dad would vibe with the most based on just the first night?
You know, first night, I got to say Barbie, only because they're so similar. They both love to travel, you know. they're both, they'll say what's on their chest, no questions asked.
Yeah,
so
she's not shy.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I think I grabbed her and kissed her the first
day. You did, the first day. He literally just grabbed her and kissed her. So
a friendly kiss. It wasn't like, you know.
You know, that term, by the way, we'll learn, gets thrown around the house a lot. Friendly kiss.
Oh.
I don't know what it means, but
I don't know what that means either.
Some people do.
Now, Joey, we do learn a lot about you in the season premiere, like the butt biting. I'm wondering, was there anything new that your dad learned about you? Like, did he know about the butt biting before this experience? Like, how did you break the news that that's kind of your love language to your father?
Yeah, I never really broke the news. He kind of just had to find out on the show, and I mean, yeah. I guess this was the perfect time to rip the Band-Aid off. I mean, but who ever knows anything actually fully about their kids? Like, there's always a little something. And maybe that was mine. Maybe that was my little secret.
Look, at the end of the day, I got it. No matter how crazy, I can't tell you all this craziness that happened. You have to watch it, but I was proud of him. He's a sharp kid. He really is, yeah.
After learning that that is his trick, would you practice that trick? Has it intrigued you at all?
Well, I got to ask Joe how to do this bite button, right?
Watch the first episode. He shows you how it's done.
I'm going to let it be his thing.
I was thinking of dropping a YouTube, like a DIY, like do it yourself by Joey.
Well, if that's his way to make a movie, he says he does that with every girl. What is yours? What is the Anthony classic movie?
Through the art of food. You know, I own restaurants, and I think food and love are exactly the same thing. You know, the passion you put when you cook and the love you put into it, and that's how we are in my restaurants. So I think that's the best way to get to a woman's heart.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. You're giving them something to bite into.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, bite into my lasagna.
Okay.
Other than the butt biting, what did you guys learn about each other after doing this experience together? I feel like it was probably like a bonding situation for the two of you.
Yeah. I like we said earlier, we do everything together. We go vacations, we go horses, we go restaurants. So it was a little more crazy, a little more, you know, we never mud wrestled before together, you know, or stuff like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but there's things like that that happen, a little crazy and tantric yoga and stuff like that. That's not normal to do with each other. But we enjoyed each other, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can experience so much with your father, but you never done it all unless you've done tantric yoga.
And that's true.
I mean, yeah,
that was a twist. That was a little crazy.
Now, because we see how some of the sons have interacted just from the first episode, but how are you and the other dads that join? Are they all for fun? Are a little of them more competitive than other ones? Like, who should we look out for? And you're very suave. Is anyone suaver than you?
You know, I'm going to let other people speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. All I know is me and Joey were a little bit the alphas. You know, like, we handled ourselves because our main goal was to be classy and respectful to the ladies, right? Perfect. We always talked about it. You know, let's have fun. And try to be as as nice as we could without, but you couldn't because these tricks, these every day they put something else in front of you. We're like, how are we going to do this, you know?
I do love that you guys had each other because reality TV comes with so much drama. Was there ever a situation where either of you had to step in to defend the other during a bout of conflict?
I don't think that there was a time where we had to defend each other, like I had to defend him, because I mean, we're also very good at doing that by ourselves. But there was times that we've had to defend other people in the house. For instance, like my dad defending Jamie. And me defending Barbie.
Her, yeah.
Like, you know, when someone gets attacked to a point where they're not even defending themselves anymore, like, it's time to cut it, I feel like, at some point. So I think we do a very good job at making sure the drama doesn't get totally out of hand, you know, just enough.
That's good, because it seems in the teaser of what is to come this season that a lot of the women are a little tired and annoyed at Barbie just being, like, her naturally flirtatious self. I think, I don't know if they're just, like, they're kind of like, why is she trying to, like, come for everybody type of thing? So do you feel... She kind of was on an island by herself with the ladies.
I love Barbie.
Yeah, she was
awesome.
She's so
fun.
Yeah,
you know what it was? They were threatened. You know, when you have this beautiful, bubbly personality, you know, other women are going to get threatened, you know? There was these couple Texan guys that came on. Ooh. A lot of the guys got, you know, threatened. We were like, come on, come hang out with us, you know? So it was like, I don't know, I guess it's everything is how you perceive it, you know? We had the best time.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Now, the goal of this show is for there to be true love found at the end of it for the dads, the MILFs, the sons, for everyone. Anthony, if Joey did end up finding true love at the end of this experience with someone who was MILF-aged, do you support your son, like, seriously dating someone in that age bracket? Like, how do you feel about that?
At the end of the day, I'm proud of this guy and of his decisions he makes. Mm-hmm. I really am. Like, he's a sharp kid. So if he said, Dad, I'm in love, and there's something that happens in this show, so I can't tell you, but I would back him up, you know, because it's amazing, you know, his insight. He's more mature than some of these MILFs, mm-hmm. you know, like he's a sharp kid, man.
And now, because I am kind of wondering, because like everyone was saying, there's MILFs, there's SILFs, there's DILFs, they're all running around. Have you ever dated younger, and how was that experience, and did you sign off on, like, how was your vibe with that?
I dated younger.
Okay, how low did we go?
I mean,
you're flexible, in
the 20s, to okay. me, like Joey said earlier, we like experience, someone that challenges you, mm-hmm. someone with intellect that says, no, Anthony, not this, oh, whatever you want to do, you want that, you yeah. want that. So I guess my preference is someone my age or a little older.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they were definitely there.
I'd sign off. Yeah, I'd sign off.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Is there a possibility
that... He has a friend in mind.
Is there a possibility that the two of you each walk away with a MILF this season?
100%.
There is. We can't say it, but you're going to be very, very shocked. That's all I can tell you. Well, it's like ridiculous how it ends.
And I mean, there is the room, the Rilfie room. The Rilfie room.
Got a lot of action.
Got a lot of use? Okay.
The Rilfie room. Definitely got a lot of action.
Is there a washer dryer in the house? I just need to know.
There is. There okay. is one. Yeah, there's a washer and dryer.
Do you know how to do the laundry? I hope. Okay, good. You never know.
No, yeah, I do.
You never know. Okay. Yeah.
How did you guys plan out how to make use of the Rilfie room? Like, did you guys have to be like, okay, like, it's my time? Like, because there's a lot of people in the house and only one.
Well, Rilfie I'm actually. Room. I can give you guys a little bit of a secret right now. Ooh. There was one point in time. At this manor, where, you know, I really wanted to sleep in the Rilfie room. And not for the reason everyone thinks. And I honestly, the bed's huge. Okay. The bed is huge.
There's a steam room in
there. Yeah, there's a steam room in the bathroom. It's like an absolute, like, luxury villa, master suite. Bedroom. Yes. So I was like, can I get in that Rilfie room just to get, like, a good night's sleep?
Yeah. Tell them we're sleeping normally.
Oh, yeah. We were sharing bunk beds.
But we kicked everybody out. There was four bunk beds.
There was four bunk beds per room. We took one of the rooms and put all the mattresses on the floor so that we had two king beds to sleep on.
And this way, no one can come in our room.
Exactly.
We're like, this room's taken. Go to another room.
Yeah. But yeah, that Rilfie room, like waking up there in the morning and then being able to steam shower is just so great. So sometimes I would take that route. But if it ever came down to like, you know, oh, one of us wants to use it, but so does the other. Like, he's my dad. I'll always give him that room.
That actually 100%. Happened, didn't it?
It did happen. Ah. And like, I feel like that's also like my job. Like, what?
Can we say what happened? I don't think we could say.
I don't know.
No. No. They said no.
But also, most guys, if you're using the Rilfie room, you seem to have no issue making the most of a hot tub.
Oh no, not at all.
So,
yeah. I love hot tubs. I'm a big hot tub guy.
We know.
I still haven't seen that first episode, so I don't want to know what happened that night.
I'm also curious.
Are you guys worried about watching anything back? Are there like moments replaying in your mind that you're like, oh my god, like what is that going to look like on camera?
100%.
Yeah, I'm definitely nervous. I actually booked a flight going to Paris the day the show comes out. I'm going to be gone for 14 days. I says, I'm getting out of here. I don't want to be anywhere around.
Bonjour.
And then, but then I found out that it's big over there in Europe.
Yeah, womp womp.
MILF, that's an acronym that's around the world, sir. Yeah. I was, and also I'm curious with the maple syrup. How much hair did you lose doing that? Because someone, I forget.
30% of it? 30%. Yeah. Like, it was a good amount. It was pretty brutal. Yeah.
You missed him dousing himself.
I heard about this maple syrup.
It was very sensual to watch, but then there was a part of me that I was just like, because I'm so, I was like, that would be the most painful experience of my life.
Yeah, you know where it was the worst? Like, right below the butt cheek crease. You know what I'm talking about? Like, right where that, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, that maybe inspired new waxing for you.
It could have been.
In case anyone wants to bite you back. It's a clean slate.
Y'all were cheeked up in those Speedos, so that, yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, I had the Canadian Speedo. I had the flag right here.
Oh my God.
He looks good.
I know, you're a sharp guy. I'm sure you pulled it off.
So there's no Speedos for you this season?
Can't say.
Are you packing Speedos for Paris?
No, normally they're not in my...
carry-on?
Carry-on bag. No, normally they're not. Or my wardrobe. But there might be something similar to that in a leather aspect.
On the show or in the bag?
On the show.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
But I can't say more than that.
Magnifique, okay.
Now, you guys are obviously so much fun, and Danny and I cannot wait to watch more of you on MILF Manor Season 2. It seems like you guys are naturals at reality TV. I'm wondering if you were fans of reality TV before entering this world or doing the show. Like, were you interested in being on reality TV? Do you have favorite reality shows that you watch?
I'll speak for me. I was never interested in being on it. I love watching shows, you know, New Jersey Housewives and some of these shows. I love the reality of it, the reality aspect. Joey, I don't know, you like
that? I mean, I never really, like, dove in and, like, got too into reality TV. I've always thought about it because I am, in the social media department. But, yeah, I mean, never thought about it. I feel like we make social media videos all the time with the restaurant Nino's or, like, wherever it's for me or nightlife. But, like, you know, we're around it a lot. So I feel like
it's real.
It was
right?
us. Yeah, that's, like,
yeah. Great
we
about
went to
reality.
Vegas for my 21st birthday with me, him, and my brother. I swear, like, it was better than The Hangover. And, like, we do it the right way. Like, we have great times. So
it was real. Like, it was real reality show.
Would the brother? Why is the brother going to make a fun appearance on the show? Could you see him entering reality TV realm?
He's the sharp, right?
He's like if he. Let me say this.
It's ridiculous.
If my brother was on the show with us,
we wouldn't even exist. Yeah. He's that sharp. If Paulie was there, we'd be like, "All right, well, what do we want to do? You want
to Milk Manor season 3 for Paulie? Is he also?
We begged him to come on the show. He's like, no, 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 no.
Well, we cannot wait to watch the rest of the season unfold, especially for the leather, and especially see what goes down with that fun Realty room.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.